Welcome to another Nugget of Truth. Today we're going to be talking about a spiritual book known as the Bible. In our last post, we mentioned that the work of God's Holy Spirit is from the inside out. You are being transformed and in the process, trusting more and more in Jesus. You see, trusting in Jesus is what faith is all about. It's important to know what God expects of us as well as what we can expect from Him. What we need is an owner's manual, if you will, written by our Creator. Well, the good news is that God did not leave anything to chance. He provided us with His own owner's manual, known as the Bible. Now, when I was a young man in college, I read the Bible as part of my coursework. I wasn't a believer at the time. And so my conclusion after reading the Bible for a semester was that it, the Bible, made absolutely no sense. It was sheer foolishness. Then some years later, after accepting Christ, I started to read the Bible again. And I must admit that I didn't understand it all, but something about it compelled me or drew me to read and reread the Bible. And over time, I discovered timeless truths that changed my worldview and changed my life. Looking back now, I understand that when I was in college, I was trying to comprehend the Bible with my mind or my intellect alone. And this caused me to miss the spiritual significance of the Word of God. The Bible must be spiritually discerned. We need to lean on our spirit to understand the Bible. Listen to what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, see, that's worldly thinking, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man, meaning the non-believer, does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. We need to learn how to rely on our Holy Spirit to discern the truth. Now, for some perspective, Isaiah says in chapter 55, beginning in verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." You see, in a nutshell, what God is saying is that we fully can't understand His thoughts and His ways because they're so much higher than ours. After all, He's the creator of the universe. Have you created anything lately? Well, because God is higher than our minds can fully comprehend, He provided us His Holy Spirit to communicate with our spirit everything we need for this life and living in godly ways. 2 Peter 1:3 says that. You see, the Bible is just not a book written by the imaginations of men, but it is a God-inspired book. God breathed it, as it were. All that is in the Bible was imparted to a group of people by God, and what God wanted us to know can be found in the Bible or the Scriptures. 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 16, says the following. All Scripture, from beginning to end, is given by inspiration or God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine or truths, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, which simply means instruction in living right, that the man of God, or the woman of God, may be completely, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Now, the Bible is broken up into two major parts, the Old Testament in the beginning, followed by the New Testament. While it's important to understand that the entire Bible is inspired by God, it is also important to recognize that the Old Testament was written for the Jews who lived under the law of Moses. The New Testament, on the other hand, was written for those who put their trust in Jesus Christ. As Christians, the New Testament was written for us who live under God's grace or God's gift. Now, frankly, most people who try to read the Bible begin at the beginning in Genesis, and that makes a lot of human sense. But I would suggest you begin in the New Testament since what is found in it applies to us as Christians. Later, you can tackle the Old Testament from the perspective or the viewpoint of the New Testament. Now, if you've not read the Bible or read the Bible lately, I would urge you to try again. This time, before you begin, ask God to reveal himself to you in his word. I would also suggest that you start in the Gospel of John and then read, meditate, ponder, think about throughout the day what you've read. Try to read one chapter a day. After completing the book of John, continue on into the book of Acts, into the book of Romans, and etc., to the very end of the Bible, which is the book of Revelation. I believe that if you're sincere, I believe I can make this promise that God will truly amaze you through his word. In our next post, we'll be discussing how God reveals things to you in his word, the Bible. So again, I encourage you to share this video. And until next time, may God's blessing be upon you, God's blessing be upon your family, and Lord, and that you would see the joy of the Lord operating in your life today. God bless you. Bye.